Next on Community Matters, it's a tradition of longstanding in Battle Creek, the Community Prayer Breakfast.
I always leave just feeling this rich sense of community and connectedness and inspiration and really a renewed sense of faith to move forward.
And they're looking for folks to expand or begin careers in emergency response.
Some of the key things that we look for in our students is going to be integrity, making sure that you're doing the right thing when no one's looking, teamwork and diplomacy, leadership skills, conflict resolution skills. When someone comes up to you later on in your career and says, "Hey, do you remember me? You saved my life." That really resonates.
And we'll talk about autism coming up on Community Matters for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. I'm Richard Pyatt, program made possible by Lakeview Ford Lincoln. Community Matters, Saturdays, WBCK, anytime at BattleCreekPodcast.com. Richard Pyatt here. It's all made possible by Lakeview Ford Lincoln, Dickman at Washington, downtown in Battle Creek. Stop by and thank them for making the show possible if you are so inclined. It is an event of longstanding in Battle Creek, the Community Prayer Breakfast, coming up in May 16th, actually. It will be the 42nd Community Prayer Breakfast, and here to tell us the details of that are the co-chairs, Megan and Raleigh Taft. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Most of us are accustomed to getting up early, but if you're going to this, you got to be up early. Starts at 7:25 until 9, so it really is meant to kick the day off, isn't it, and get us going with some motivation.
Yeah, bright and early in the morning. But I will tell you that the fun will start right away in the morning. We have plans to include a great band from St. Mark's. And in addition, we'll actually have some kiddos who join in the singing right from the beginning and some younger kids. So even having the opportunity of having our twins be a part of the singing right in the morning. So while it may be early, it will absolutely be worth your time to get up that early.
Yeah. And clearly a family affair for the Tafts, not just the two of you.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah. And I can tell you one thing. I trust the band and I trust the kids to do their best to sing. But one thing, it'll be entertaining.
Nonetheless.
With our kids, it's always entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose so, particularly with little ones, right? It really will be. All right. So we have that to look forward to and a whole lot more. And we're going to get to that in this discussion. I wonder, though, let's talk about the history of this. As we alluded in the beginning, 42nd year for the Community Prayer Breakfast. Talk about how this all started.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I currently work at the Federal Center in downtown Battle Creek for DLA. And this really began and became more of a public event in 1982. It was a collaborative effort between Colonel Ben Gomez, who was the leader of the Federal Center at the time, Dr. Paul Geezer, and Dr. Russell Mobby. So it was something that was internal and started at the Federal Center. And these three gentlemen got together and said, "Hey, this would be great to have out in the public for the whole community." And it was modeled after the national breakfast event, follows the same format as when it began. So you'll see like there's a rich history of tradition with the event, including the time it kicks off.
Right. They don't call it breakfast for nothing. This is the breakfast hour, so to speak. Yeah. Megan, when you became the co-chairs of this, it's a bit of an august responsibility, right? I mean, 42 years. What went through your mind as you said, "Okay, we've got to make this happen"?
Yeah, I think first of all, you know, your initial reaction is just that it's really an honor and a blessing to be asked, and so we were ready for the challenge. I think it's been really awesome for us to take the history of tradition and combine it with some of our own new ideas and suggestions. As I alluded to earlier, having, you know, the younger kids sing is a new thing. It's something that they've never done before. And I think we really set out with the goal, you know, there are traditional pieces and we want to honor those, How do we expand our reach to include folks who maybe haven't been to the community prayer breakfast in the past? And how do we reach different audiences? And so we've been attempting to be very strategic. And when we've chosen just the participants and kind of the outline of the program, that, you know, we're reaching populations, and we hope that anyone who is inclined to join us will do so.
Yeah, let's explore that a little bit. The idea that someone's listening who's never been before, what should they expect? And what do you want folks to come away with when they leave?
For me, anytime I've attended, there's just this sense of like community that you leave feeling. So regardless of your background or faith or beliefs, we all come into that room, maybe with various backgrounds or religious beliefs, but it's a way that our community is just together. It's that way to be together. I think we have an awesome program plan. So if you're new, being able to just be a part of it and see some of the amazing people that we have coming, but just knowing that, you know, everyone is welcome. And it's just a morning. I think I always leave just feeling this rich sense of community and connectedness and just inspiration and really a renewed sense of faith to move forward.
Let's talk about the participants in the prayer breakfast before we talk about the keynote speaker. Pretty big deal. But let's talk about some of the locals. We started to allude to them a moment ago, but let's honor them now. Who's going to be there?
So we have Lakita Patterson, who is the director of access at Summit Point. So she is a social worker, and she will be doing the This I Believe personal faith testimony. I'm so excited for her, and I really am excited for the audience to hear about her journey and her faith. And then, as I said earlier, St. Mark's Band will be doing our music. We have three individuals who will lead us in prayer: Ashley Pavla, Dr. Alicia Johnson, and Tyler Rominger. And then we have two folks who will lead us in readings: Vivian Davis and Lashi Mai. And then lastly, we have Xylin and Grant Bobish, who will be leading us in singing Amazing Grace.
So, Raleigh, what happens when you ask folks like the ones that Megan just talked about to do this? What kind of response do you get?
You know, it's very interesting, and we're very blessed that everyone that we have asked to participate has not only been excited to do so, they've really brought their own ideas into all of the different prayers. I'll tell you this, we've had our speakers all meet together, or the folks who are going to pray, and there is going to be kind of a theme throughout. There's going to be a lot of actual prayer happening. Again, we're very blessed. It was really interesting when we came to people and we said, hey, we'd like you to be a part of this. We just really had an overwhelming response of, wow, I'd really love that. I'm really honored that you asked me. And so it's been pretty easy for us, to be honest.
You agree with that, Megan? Nice and easy?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good question, right?
Well, that's excellent. And Lakita, we've talked to her many times as part of our Summit Point podcast, including recently when she talked about social work as a career. And she's just a lovely person. And I can just imagine that she will lead well in her role on May the 16th. Okay, I put it off long enough. Let's talk about the keynote. Who's the keynote?
We are very excited to have Coach Mike Singletary joining us as our keynote this year.
Holy cow. This is a big deal. And it usually is, right? I mean, the keynote, you know, it just the word keynote means it rises to a significant level. And this person, whoever it is, ends up being someone who plays a significant role in how you feel when you leave, what you talked about. Don't they? I mean, you have to ponder this.
Yeah. You know, we call him Coach Singletary now. And of course, someone who has co-chaired the event before, someone who is on the board. Ed Greenman is my coach. So just the word coach brings up a sentiment for me that this person is going to inspire, going to share his story. We can talk about all the accolades: Pro Football Hall of Famer, legendary linebacker, did the Super Bowl shuffle, Super Bowl 20 champion, captain of the greatest defense in NFL history. I would say that he will tell you his favorite award, NFL Man of the Year. He is a devout evangelical Christian and an ordained minister. But for us, I think picking him over other speakers that we considered was his background, I think, mirrors kind of what a lot of people may be feeling in the city. He grew up without every resource, but still was able to have this extraordinary life.
Yeah, that is something that, if you can get it, in addition to someone who inspires, but can also relate to an audience, boy, that's icing on the cake, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's the youngest of 10. Is that right?
We were able to listen to some of his podcasts and things prior to reaching out to him. And he had told a story in which he shared he was one of the youngest of 10 children and growing up in a very, as Raleigh talked about, under-resourced home. Mm-hmm. And really at one point in his life, coming to terms with the fact that he was just going to be like a mediocre person and follow a mediocre path.
Oh my.
And it was through his mom really and scripture and faith that he, she really said to him, like, I see the greatness in you, hence our theme for this year, that, and you just heard like the number of accolades, right, that he was able to, and he credits his faith in God throughout his journey. And so I think, yeah, just thinking about, you know, we're hoping folks leave with that renewed sense of there's greatness in all of us. We all have different God-given talents and treasures. And so taking some time to reflect on that, and I think his message will remind us all of that.
There is also a student program with Coach Singletary that's going to happen as well, right, after the breakfast. How does that all work? And what's that about?
Yeah, students will get a chance to, following the breakfast at Kellogg Arena, walk over to Full Blast. And Coach Singletary will join them. He will provide a different message than he just provided at the breakfast during that time. And again, some inspirational and faith-based words for the youth of our community who would like to attend.
Behind the scenes, too, we've heard that there's going to be a police escort from the event over to Full Blast. So I'm really excited for that. I've never been a part of one of those.
Well, when there's a dignitary, this might be in order. Yeah, so he'll cater a message especially for young people, and that's a cool thing. And you can find out more information on that at bcprayerbreakfast.org and get more information. How do we get tickets, by the way? And you'd like folks to try and do that sooner than later, right?
Yeah, I think we have a countdown started. We're getting close to the event actually happening. So tickets are $15. And you can also purchase tables of eight for $120. They can be purchased at bcprayerbreakfast.org or in person at the Battle Creek Community Foundation located at 32 West Michigan Ave in downtown Battle Creek.
Okay, again, that's bcprayerbreakfast.org, $15 for tickets or $120 for a table of eight.
We would love for people to buy tickets in advance, and that way we can plan the tables, the linens, all the things that go into actually making the breakfast part of this thing happen. But no one will be turned away at the morning of the breakfast. If you want to join us, that is, you're always welcome.
All right. And that's going to be at Kellogg Arena once again, bright and early, Thursday, May 16, 7:25 start. Doors open at 6:45. So you, I think, Megan, alluded to this early on, but the person who chairs this event, in this case, co-chairs, the two of you, you get asked to do this.
Yeah, we were asked. There are a lot of folks behind the scenes. And I will say that we would have not have been successful or even planning half of what we've done without the support. There's an entire board that helps support this event. There's a planning committee. I have to shout out Helen Royal is the coordinator of this entire event and just really runs the show. And we are so blessed that she's supporting us through all of this. But yeah, so I think it's somehow at the board level, our names maybe popped up as some of folks who may be interested. Mm-hmm. The Hinckleys have so graciously kind of guided us as they were co-chairs last year and have been very supportive of us this year. just and lessons learned in any way, being available for questions and consultation. So that's been very kind and gracious of them. But yeah, so we were approached and asked, and I think I was the first one maybe to have the information, and then I went to Raleigh and he was on board. And so we've just kind of run with it ever since.
And you raise a good point that whoever succeeds you might lean on you. So that comes sure. with the responsibility. Yeah.
yeah. And we're here for it. Absolutely.
Why don't we shout out to some of the contributors? Who's helped you along in the community prayer breakfast?
Yeah. So first of all, I'll share with you for your sponsor, Vince and Susie take care of us. We have two Ford vehicles in the garage. So thank you to them. For the prayer breakfast, we have a lot of community contributors. We very much appreciate their relationship as the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. They remained a tremendous contributor to the community prayer breakfast since it began in 1982. So long-standing relationship, lots of resources from them, and we really appreciate that. The cereal companies, obviously, the breakfast portion. Kellogg's and Post donate cereal. Individuals who make financial donations, they allow the high school students, approximately 250, and I believe there will be more this year, students that attend the prayer breakfast at no cost through these donations. There's a lot of companies that provide donations that I can't list them all. But again, appreciate any donation in monetary or in time. There's people that help with parking. One of our people that are praying, Tyler Rominger, is actually my brother-in-law, and they've helped do the parking in the past. And as Megan has said, the planning committee, the board of directors, and the many volunteers who help set up, tear down, organize the event. Again, as Megan has said, Helen Royal, absolute rock star. We were getting emails from her at 3 a.m. last night before she finally ran out of steam. We got to call and check on her this morning to make sure she's okay.
Yeah, we do. That's right. Middle of the night emails. I can just imagine when you're coordinating something like this, your eyes open, it's some crazy hour and something occurs to you.
Yeah.
And off to the email you go. Well, exactly. Congratulations to you and all of the folks behind the community prayer breakfast. Again, this will be Thursday, May 16, 7:25 start at Kellogg Arena in downtown Battle Creek. $15 tickets, and you are encouraged to get them ASAP at bcprayerbreakfast.org or at the Battle Creek Community Foundation office, 32 West Michigan, downtown. Megan and Raleigh Tafts, co-chairs of the 42nd Community Prayer Breakfast in Battle Creek. Thanks to you.
Thank you so much for having us, Richard.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.